Page 32, measure number 24-490, Kaiser Fire District. 5-year local option tax levy for operations. Question, shall the district impose 99 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for general operations for 5 years beginning in 2425? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, Kaiser Rural Fire Protection District's current local option levy of 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value expires June 30, 2024. This measure will replace the current levy with a new 5-year levy at the rate of 99 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. The new levy would start July 1, 2024, after the current levy expires. If adopted, the district will use the tax revenue from this measure to continue to operate the district at its present level of service and continue to improve current operations. Revenue from this levy would allow the district to increase staffing to meet growing demands on district services caused by increasing emergency call volume. The revenue would also help address rising costs of fuel, medical supplies, and other materials needed for operation. In summary, the levy would allow the district to provide adequate staffing to respond to fire and medical emergencies and pay for the costs of the district's 911 dispatch services. The first year of this new 5-year levy would be fiscal year 2024-2025. The proposed rate will raise approximately $2,762,998 in 2024-25, $2,843,128 in 2025-26, $2,925,588 in 2026-27, $3,097,763 in 2027-28, and $3,187,620 in 2028-29 for a total of $14,817,097. No arguments were filed in opposition to this measure. Explanatory statement, the Kaiser Fire District relies on a 5-year local option levy to meet the demand for services in the fire district. The current local option levy expires in June 2024. As a result, the Board of Directors has voted unanimously to ask voters to approve a 5-year operating levy at the rate of 99 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. Kaiser Fire District relies on levy funding to sustain emergency services. Without levy funding, emergency service levels will be greatly reduced. Revenue from this levy would allow the fire district to maintain growing demands on fire district services caused by increasing call volume. The revenue would also address the rising cost of fuel, medical supplies, and other materials needed for operation. In 2022, the fire district had 6,469 emergency responses compared to 3,736 in 2012. This represents a 73% increase since the last levy rate adjustment in 2013. Over 80% of those responses were emergency medical services or EMS related. Fires, rescues, and calls for assistance accounted for the remaining calls. In emergency situations such as fire or cardiac arrest, the fire district responded in less than 6 minutes, 92.7% of the time. Positive outcomes are diminished with extended response times. Fire district requires levy funding for continued operations to meet this level of demand. Without sufficient levy funding, service levels will decrease and response times will increase. Kaiser Fire District is a special district, a separate unit of government with its own tax base, not a part of a city or a county government. Formed in 1948 by a vote of the people, it is governed by an elected board of directors who reside in the fire district. As representatives of the fire district residents, their responsibility is to make policy decisions that ensure the highest level of fire, emergency, medical, and life safety are provided in the most cost-effective manner. Kaiser Fire District is staffed by 42 career and 10 volunteer personnel. The Kaiser Fire District Board of Directors is asking Kaiser Fire District residents to replace the expiring 5-year local option levy of 59 cents per $1,000 of assessed value with a new 5-year local option levy of 99 cents per $1,000. A yes vote would provide funding for the fire district to increase the level of service to meet the increasing number of calls of service. It would provide additional staffing to respond to your emergency and other needs of the community and cover the cost of providing 911 communications as required by law. Even with the approval of this levy, Kaiser Fire District will continue to remain at a lower tax rate for fire and EMS services than the City of Salem or Marion County Fire District. Information submitted by Ryan Russell, Fire Chief, Kaiser Fire District. Page 33, beginning arguments in support. Please support your fire district. Friends, my name is Ryan Russell, and I have the honor of serving as your fire chief. The Kaiser Fire District is coming to you with a critical vote to ensure we can respond to your emergency. As you know, Kaiser is growing and inflation is hitting everyone. We must adapt. More growth means more 911 calls for life-saving responses, and if we are underfunded, our arrival will be delayed. This cannot happen. What the new measure does. The measure enacts a modest increase. Our estimates show that the new levy would cost the average Kaiser property owner around $19 a month. However, this is a small adjustment to maintaining our existing response times. How the new measure will keep our community safe. When voters approve the levy, Kaiser Fire will put the dollars to great use. Here are our plans. Number one, hire a fire and life safety specialist. Two, strengthen current staffing levels to meet the population increases. Three, add 4 firefighter paramedics to the team. 4, continue to maintain critical life-saving materials. 5, keep our response to 6 minutes or less. We need your support. When I became fire chief, I swore an oath to protect our community to the best of my ability. I can continue to uphold my oath only with your support and with the proper resources and funding. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me at theryanrussell@gmail.com. Sincerely, Ryan Russell, Chief, Kaiser Fire District. This information furnished by Ryan Russell on behalf of Kaiser Fire District. Also on page 33, another argument in support. Dear neighbors, I'm writing this to you to express my sincerest support for the Kaiser Fire District's new operating levy, and I wholeheartedly hope that you will join me in backing this crucial measure. During 2 separate medical emergencies I had, paramedic staff from the Kaiser Fire District embodied the values we want from our local emergency service. The Kaiser Fire District paramedics go beyond the call of duty. On one occasion, when a medical emergency occurred, the paramedics from the Kaiser Fire District arrived with remarkable speed. Their kind and caring approach provided both physical and emotional support, making a challenging situation more bearable. Further, when we arrived at the emergency room, they ensured I had someone from the hospital to attend to me before they left. In another instance, I required support from Kaiser Fire paramedics, and again, they arrived with such speed and professionalism. I cannot overstate the kindness I received from the paramedics during both occasions. I could tell they genuinely cared for my wellness. This small cost will bring immense reassurance to our community. I understand that we live in an uncertain time financially. However, what I can assure you all is the price of the new levy is small compared to the high-quality emergency services it will bring. Please vote yes for the Kaiser Fire District's new operating levy. Without this levy, we risk losing the rapid and compassionate assistance that has made a profound difference in the lives of many, including mine. Sincerely, Carol Dorfler. This information furnished by Carol A. Dorfler. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 34, another argument in support. The Kaiser Fire District needs this levy. My dear neighbors, I am taking a moment to express my heartfelt support for the Kaiser Fire District's new operating levy, and I wholeheartedly hope that you will consider joining me in backing this crucial measure. As someone who has been helped a number of times by Kaiser Fire, I have experienced their generosity, devotion, and thoughtfulness firsthand. Having spent numerous years in our cherished town, I've witnessed its transformation and growth. With these changes, it has become increasingly clear that we must adapt to ensure the continued safety and well-being of our residents. This is why the passage of this levy is of such paramount significance, especially in the context of the assisted and independent living communities. Every member of the Kaiser Fire District is caring, thoughtful, and professional. When I needed assistance, members of the Kaiser Fire District arrived with remarkable speed and expertise. No matter the situation, they took great care in ensuring my health and well-being. I understand that in these times, we must be mindful of our finances. However, the cost of this new levy is a small price to pay for the peace of mind that it brings. Knowing that our fire department is well-equipped and ready to respond quickly is a comfort beyond measure, especially for those in independent or assisted living situations. Their plans to rehire specialists bolster their staff and maintain their commitment to swift response times, demonstrate their unwavering dedication to the safety and well-being of our community. Please consider voting yes for the Kaiser Fire District's new operating levy. Without the levy, we risk a great loss for our community. That is why I am asking for your support. With heartfelt gratitude of the men and women of the fire, of the Kaiser Fire District, Doris Johnson. This information furnished by Doris M. Johnson. Also on page 34, argument in favor. Citizens of Kaiser Fire District, Kaiser professional firefighters ask for your support with a vote of yes on measure 24-490. Our goal is always to provide you with the best emergency services possible in your time of need. In order to meet these critical needs, we must have enough firefighters and paramedics to respond to the increasing call volume. Kaiser Fire District has not increased our operating levy in a decade. However, we have seen a 73% increase in call volume. In 2022 alone, Kaiser Fire responded to 6,469 calls for service. We are no longer able to find creative ways to stretch your tax dollars and keep up with the pace of growth in emergency calls. We are asking the public to vote yes for an operating levy of 99 cents per thousand of assessed value. Passing this levy will add several new firefighter paramedics and keep up with the increasing cost of supplies, equipment, maintenance, and fuel. This allows us to staff more emergency apparatus and increase our coverage capabilities. It also provides resources for us to continue growing as the population of Kaiser rises over the next 5 years. If this levy does not pass, we will face layoffs and a decrease in emergency response availability. There will be fewer staffed ambulances and fire engines. A decrease in personnel means it may take longer for an ambulance to reach you in your time of need. This also means it may take longer to get a staffed fire engine on scene if your house is on fire. In our line of work, time is very precious. The faster we can get to you, the better the outcome of your emergency. The effects of this reduction in service could be catastrophic, personally and as a community. We appreciate the opportunity to serve the wonderful citizens of Kaiser. Please vote yes on Measure 24-490. Sincerely, Christina Wilson, Kaiser Professional Firefighters Local 3881. This information furnished by Christina Wilson on behalf of Kaiser Professional Firefighters Local 3881. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 35. Final argument in support of 24-490. Vote yes for Measure 24-490. Dear Kaiser community, we, the Board of Directors of the Kaiser Fire Board, are urging your support for the new operating levy for the Kaiser Fire District. The Board voted unanimously to send this to you because the proposed levy is critical to ensure the safety of our community. The measure will support community safety. Yes, the measure will slightly increase taxes, but it will provide so much in return to our community. 1. Four more firefighter paramedics. 2. A fire and life safety specialist. 3. Important safety materials. And 4. The ability to keep response times short. The Kaiser Fire District responds to every fire and medical emergency with skill and dedication, saving countless lives and limiting damage to property. Without this levy, the Kaiser Fire District will suffer. Kaiser Fire District relies on levy funding to operate. Our current levy supports our operations and is expiring. We fear that without the new levy, our community will be at risk. The operating environment has changed since the expiring levy was passed. Kaiser is growing rapidly and more apartment complexes spring up every year, adding to more Kaiser Fire District's plate. Without the support of an operating levy, the district will have to make cuts to its staff. This will leave our community in a terrible position. We are asking you to please vote for this measure so that Kaiser Fire District can continue to keep your family and friends safe. Thank you, President Joe Van Meter, Director Betty Hart, Director Kevin Clark, Director Lewis Ryswick, Director Colleen Bush. This information furnished by Joe Van Meter on behalf of Kaiser Fire Board. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 35, Marion County Clerk Elections, Courthouse Square, physical address 555 Court Street, Northeast, Suite 2130, second floor, Salem, Oregon 97301. Need help or information? Made a mistake on your ballot? Lost or misplaced your ballot? We can help. Marion County Clerk's Office, telephone 503-588-5041, again on the second floor of Courthouse Square.